A dispute over boat permits means tourists are not able to make the iconic journey to Skellig Mhí Chathair off the County Kerry coast this season. Three boat operators who weren't awarded permits this year are taking legal action, which is now all the subject of judicial review. The OPW case to suspend the judicial review and issue temporary permits is due before the High Court in early June, but without legal permission, the OPW says they can't presently issue permits, so Skellig Mhí Chathair remains closed to tourists. Boatmen supported by over 150 local people gathered on the pier in Port Magee in County Kerry yesterday evening to protest about the continued closure of Skellig Mhí Chathair to visitors. Here's what some of them told our reporter Sean McEntee.
My name is Eileen Healy. I live on Valentia Island and I run a B&B. But I had people staying with me last weekend who had travelled from America and Canada and were not impressed, were very, very angry at this situation. There isn't another World Heritage Site in the world that doesn't know the opening date and the closing date. And every year there is some reason, a delay or whatever, and it's just not acceptable.
We've been enjoying 6 weeks of fantastic weather and we have not been able to garner the benefit out of that. So many cancellations.
Let the boats go, whichever boats they want to go. We have no problem with that. Get the boats out there, but run a new competition in the end of the season. That's the end of it. Thank you.
Some of the protesters gathered in Port Magee in County Kerry yesterday talking to our reporter Sean McEntee, and on the line is James Murphy of the Skellig Coast Tourism Network. James Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you very, very much for having us.
We heard some of those people there at yesterday evening's protest. Give us a sense, some numbers maybe, on the impact of this closure of Skellig Mhí Chathair in this tourist season so far on local tourism.
Yeah, so the Skelligs obviously is one of the main attractions in the area, and it's why most people kind of visit the area. It's one of the reasons people visit Ireland. It's our UNESCO World Heritage Site. But the impact isn't just on the boatmen, it's on the wider area. And it's not just even South Kerry, it's the wider Kerry area as well. Clarny, Tralee are all going to be affected by this. We've been trying to track numbers. It's difficult, obviously, we're trying to get the data, but estimated losses this month alone are over €1 million because of the closure, because there's restaurants, there's B&Bs, there's pubs. Myself, I have a visitor experience here in Port Magee, and numbers are down. And since the 10th of May, everyone who's called up to me has been disappointed, upset that they couldn't get out. I'm just glad I can offer an experience that sends them away with some memory, but the reputational damage here is massive as well. It's not just a flash in the pan issue that's going to affect us for a month. This is going to affect us into next year. It's going to snowball as a reputational damage.
And what's the solution?
So the OPW have kind of drawn the line and they said, we can't make any decisions due to legal advice, and they're not going to say anything or make any change in their direction up until the 3rd or 4th of June, which is outrageous. The solution could be sorted overnight if just somebody decided to come down and actually talk to the locals, because the OPW haven't been down to us. We've not talked to anyone, and the boatmen are in the dark as well, essentially. Our politicians have done as much as they can. I wish they'd do more, but apparently Kevin Boxamoran has his hands up, and oh, it's in the court, it's in the High Court, so there's nothing they can do.
Well, you're hopeful, therefore, so your hope is that, and obviously you wish it had happened a while ago, but your hope is that this will be resolved. The OPW will manage to win a High Court suspension of the judicial review and be able to issue temporary licences for this summer. That's what you want, temporary licences, isn't it?
Precisely, but my hope is that they'd come to the table and make this decision now, because there is a precedent set last year where they issued temporary license very quickly once they pulled the license or pulled back from their own competition. So it can be sorted fairly quickly. Okay. It's up to the OPW.
James Murphy, Skellig Coast Tourism Network. Sorry to cut across you there. I'm coming up against the 9 o'clock news, but thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland.